In downtown Austin, Texas, tomorrow, the annual South by Southwest Music Festival will crawl to a close. Among the most exclusive music events this year was an unofficial invitation-only affair at the Travis County Correctional Complex. For member station KUT in Austin, David Brown reports.
Even by the standards of South by Southwest, this seemed to be a stretch. A new startup nonprofit contacted Austin area prison officials with an offer. What about bringing a little of the South by Southwest experience to the county correctional facility? Something with a positive message. Captain Jerry Kobar, an ex-Marine in charge of security, made the decision.
People thought I was absolutely crazy. I've wanted to bring a concert to the jail for a long time. Call it the old Johnny Cash, San Quentin prison type thing I grew up listening to with my parents. I jumped on it because I want to be a part of it. This is really big for me.
On Friday, an entourage including Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine, Wayne Kramer of seminal garage rockers The MC5, and British protest singer Billy Bragg wound past security doors and metal detectors to the prison chapel, lugging about a dozen guitars, several stenciled with the words Jail Guitar Doors. That's an initiative Bragg launched in the UK a few years ago to organize concerts and donate guitars to Her Majesty's prisons. Tom Morello.
There's a history of success in the UK with Billy, who runs this program there, and apparently it does have a marked effect on recidivism rates and sort of the changing the culture of the prison. This is something that can mitigate potential future problems.
Billy Bragg says he'd been trying to find a way to launch Jail Guitar Doors in the U.S., and had been hoping to convince Wayne Kramer, the MC5 guitarist, to head it up.
And I said, listen, I'm doing this thing in Britain, getting guitars into prisons called Jail Guitar Doors, named after the Clash song. Have you heard it? And he said, yeah, I'm in it. I said, how do you mean? He said, I'm in it, Bill. I said, what? What do you mean you're in it? He said, well, what's the first line? And I thought, oh, let me tell you about Wayne and his deals of cocaine. I felt like this tall.
In the Clash's 1977 Rebel Anthem, the co-author of such proto-punk songs as Kick Out the Jams, Wayne Kramer, is depicted as a kind of outlaw hero. In fact, as Kramer describes it, he was quite the opposite.
The MC5 had not survived success. And I got lost. I developed alcoholism and drug addiction, and I kind of embraced a criminal lifestyle. As a criminal, I'm a great guitar player. And, you know, I think I watched The Godfather too many times because I just wanted to drive around Detroit in a big car and carry a pistol and go to nice restaurants and talk about taking care of business, you know.
Kramer was busted in 1975 trying to sell cocaine to undercover agents. He was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison. While there, Kramer explored every opportunity he could find for making the most of his time, from group therapy to college classes to immersion in music theory. It was, Kramer says, life-changing.
When I went to prison, it was at the end of the era of rehabilitation in American corrections. And I've watched what happened in America's prisons for 30 years, and I realize I'm uniquely positioned in this country. I have one foot in music, and I still have one foot in prison. And I could be the bridge to make a positive change in this situation.
With Kramer at the helm, yesterday's performance at the Travis County Correctional Center marked the official debut of Jail Guitar Doors USA. Before about 75 inmates, men and women, Kramer talked about the mistakes he'd made and fielded earnest questions about addiction.
I think the only thing that motivates me, I don't know, maybe you, to change is pain. When I can't bear the pain anymore, then I'll change.
And music is therapy.
Something's going to happen at some point out there after you get out, and you're going to get tangled up. Things are going to get complicated. If you can take the guitar and sit down with the guitar and figure out how to talk about it in a song, it'll give you another way to look at things, another chance to pull back and say, well, okay, where's the wisdom in the next decision I'm going to make?
During the hour-and-a-half-long session, many in the chapel fought back tears as Billy Bragg sang, I'll Keep Faith in You.
Reach out, you'll find me there beside you all of the way, because I keep faith.
And then the whole room joined in song, including prison guards, as Bragg and Kramer led a version of Dylan's I Shall Be Released. Jail Guitar Doors USA donated 6 guitars to the Travis County Jail. Not a gift, they insisted, but a challenge to explore music as a path to rehabilitation.
People in prison are continually reminded that they're worthless, that they have no value in the world. And to create something, to create a song, is a very powerful argument against worthlessness.
At the end of the Friday show, corrections officials immediately approached Kramer asking for a return visit next year, a gesture which seems to indicate both the successful launch of Jail Guitar Doors USA as well as a new South by Southwest tradition. For NPR News, I'm David Brown in Austin, Texas.